You're listening to the official BNI Heartland podcast with your host, Brandon Suba.
Hello and welcome to the BNI Heartland podcast. My name is Brandon Suba, Regional Growth and Education Director for BNI Heartland. And with me today, I have international trainer, international speaker, executive director, Vince Vigneri. Vince, how you doing today?
I am doing excellent, Brandon, on this warm summer day.
Okay, so what we're going to talk about today is the Power of One report. Now, some of you out there know this report well. I always love when the members get involved with this because a director and a member conversation, when the Power of One is involved, there's a lot we can talk about. There's a lot that can be involved in that, and you'll understand that in a minute. But if you don't know or if you're not familiar with the Power of One report, we will talk about what's in it. But the first thing out of the chute that I want to talk about is where to find it. Vince, are you a fan of BNI University?
Huge fan.
I'll tell you what. The other day, I found Ivan and John C. Maxwell doing these little snippets, and I got so excited. And once again, the more time you spend in there, the more treasures you find, I'm going
to
say.
But to your point, the whole backbone of BNI University is our core value of lifelong learning.
Right.
And it's not just BNI learning. It's not just BNI material. There's other pieces that are in there, other books.
The Skook side.
Yeah, yes. the Skooks, S-C-H-O-O-X. It's school, remove the L, put in an X. Again, it's the crossroads of learning in class versus online.
Mm-hmm. So when you go into BNI University, you go into the content section, and you can simply put in Power of One in the search bar, and you will see they go back a couple months.
At least.
Yeah. Now, on that, you will see everybody. You see all of the United States, but then there's a little video done by yours truly that will show you how to do the Excel filtering so that you can see just your chapter or just yourself if you'd like.
Well, and to that, Brandon, just a reminder for everybody listening, you need to download it, not just view it within BNI University. Because if you just simply view it, you're not going to be able to filter down to your chapter or even look just for you. You need to hit the download button and actually download that full report so that you can then filter it and fully utilize Excel.
Right. Perfect. So that's where you find it. Like I said, there's an instructional video on there too, but BNI University, click content and search Power of One and you will find this report. Now, what is in this report?
The bottom line is the Power of One report is an activity report. Mm. And I know people out there that know me are thinking, well, Vince always says, don't confuse activity with results. The fact of the matter is, you've got to be doing something to get a result.
Right.
So when this report first came out, and it's probably been close to 10 years before it was used here in the Heartland, it was used in other places, specifically in the Northeast. Our current national director, Tim Roberts, is the one who originally developed it. And what he found, and one of the reasons he put this report together, and one of the reasons I liked it as a, you know, now member that's been around 20 plus years, you forget what you did yesterday and think that what you did years ago was just a few days ago.
Yes.
And so you think, oh, I've invited everybody I know, or I've passed this referral, or I've done this one-to-one. And the fact is, maybe you haven't as recently as you think.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's really a measurement of the drops you're putting in the bucket, looking at the last 6 months. If you're newer than 6 months, it looks at the drops you've put in the bucket for as long as you've been a member. But it basically goes back up to 6 months if you've been a member for more than 6 months.
And I do feel if you're really embracing the mentoring program, that will get a new member in the yellow, their first Power of One report they show up on, almost guaranteed, because you've got your one-to-ones, you've got your attendance going, you're doing CEU, so you're getting credit for that. And I wouldn't be shocked if you do end up passing a referral or bringing a visitor because of the mentoring program.
Totally agree. The Passport program is set up to really help a new member achieve the Power of One. And if you achieve it, you want to maintain it. So let's talk about what goes into it. You mentioned attendance. That's the first thing.
Mm-hmm.
And the attendance is that you as a member should be at your chapter meeting. There's one chapter meeting each week. You should plan to be there. If you're planning a vacation, plan your sub. Yep. But bottom line, you should be there. B&I, I've said it a million times, I'm sure, is part of your business, as Brandon's mouthing it as I'm saying it.
Well, I like that.
But it is. It's part of your business. It's not an extension of something you do besides. It literally is part of your business. Specifically, for most of you listening, it's the marketing arm of your business, or at least a piece of that marketing arm. Nonetheless, it's still part of your business.
Oh, I'm going to tie in VCP, and it's the best way to get your visibility. You're in front of other business professionals that are in front of 200, 250 plus a month. I'm kind of taking two statistics and putting them together there.
But let me take that a step further, Brandon. Other members in other chapters and even other regions can see that Power of One report now.
Correct.
So doesn't it also improve your credibility?
Well,
it could.
Absolutely. Yes, yeah. Absolutely.
Other people can see it. If you're the only person in your profession in a region or an area, other people may be looking at that when they're ready to pass you a referral and saying, what is his or her activity? Mm-hmm. Why not pass another referral, do another one-to-one so that you look good or better to others? Yep. So let's talk about, besides attendance, referrals. Yep. Obviously, we're a referral organization. We are a referral group. You should be passing referrals.
Mm-hmm.
Now, does it happen immediately? No. Does it happen when you do more one-to-ones? Usually. Does it happen the longer you're in a chapter? Usually. But nonetheless, it happens. And so we've made it easier. You can pass your referrals on the B&I Connect mobile app. But when you think about referrals, you got to do more one-to-ones. Mm-hmm. And so that's the third piece of the report, one-to-ones. And in order to do one-to-ones better, chapter education units are important. They truly are what takes your knowledge of B&I from just that 90-minute meeting to the piece, the integral piece of your business that B&I really is. And then last but not least, have you told somebody lately about your chapter? Have you invited them? Have you brought a visitor? And all those things we mentioned, from attendance up until visitors, the Power of One is one per week.
Mm-hmm.
One chapter education unit, one one-to-one, one referral, one meeting. The only difference with the one is visitors. One visitor a month. So let me ask you, Brandon, I'm going to put you on the spot here.
I'll take it.
Have you brought 12 visitors to your chapter in the last 12 months?
I have not.
Yet.
Yet. Well, yeah, obviously.
Okay.
Right.
Now, you mentioned VCP. Mm-hmm. Are you going to be more credible to your chapter if you bring 12 visitors?
I would say so, yep.
Yeah, I would think so. And will you be more visible?
Absolutely.
Because you're being recognized. Oh, tie in another core value, recognition.
There you go. Yep.
You're being recognized for bringing visitors. So, okay, member out there listening says, gosh, I haven't brought a visitor lately. Okay, don't try to figure out how to go from I haven't to 12.
Right.
Go from I haven't to one. Go from one to two. But really take ownership in inviting that next person and getting a visitor to your meeting and sharing with that visitor why B&I is so important.
So I was in a meeting and the chapter was going over the Power of One report. And I had a different verbiage towards the easier things. I said it was easier, right? The one-to-ones, the CEUs, and the attendance. But the secretary treasurer that was going over it said it perfectly. He goes, you have control of your attendance, your one-to-ones, and your CEUs. Now, if you ever had a referral that you thought was perfect, and by the time you talked to the member, it wasn't going to pan out as a referral.
You have less control on that. I agree. Yep.
And if you ever invited somebody and they didn't show up,
you definitely don't control that unless you pick them up and bring them.
Right. So I do believe that we have very strong control over those three main ones in the Power of One report, and the other two can be a challenge at times. But if you're educating yourself, if you're doing the one-to-one so you know better what that referral is, so it does pan out more often, and then, of course, if you're attending, I think the two that are a little bit of a challenge get a little more in your control the more you focus on it. I know you have a story that somebody that started utilizing the Power of One and moved up to even where he found an heir.
Yeah, it's funny because when we first rolled this out, I was actually sitting with a bunch of directors, and as I looked at the report, I realized that the person sitting directly next to me, to my right, didn't score very well on this report. And it wasn't a lack of activity. It was actually a lack of tracking. The person wasn't turning in the slips, the data, to ultimately, you know, fill this report. And person took ownership in it, made sure that got caught up, entered the slips, did those things, so much so that he knew immediately when he should turn green, which month. And when he didn't, he went and asked why, what happened, what's missing. And it turned out that he was able to actually hold his VP a little bit more accountable because it was the VP that hadn't entered the data yet, hadn't finalized that PALMS report. Ultimately, that's where all the data comes from. It's your PALMS report. And you think to yourself, well, I entered it on the app. It's in there. Well, it doesn't become quote unquote official until the VP finalizes that report. And then it goes into the next power of one. So let's just say we're the last week of the month. You enter all these slips. They don't get put in until 2 weeks later because the VP's on vacation. The power of one report generally is done around the first of the month.
Right.
So they're not going to be in there for a month. There is a lag. It's really important. It's imperative that VPs stay up on finalizing those reports because the members are watching.
They are. And especially with the app, now that we have a dashboard in front of us every time that we sign in, because I don't, your average member, probably not in Connect every day. I am. I know you are. But with that app, you are almost in it every day. And when they're seeing that, they want to see those numbers moving because they know they're putting it in. And like you said, that's where the PALMS report, staying on top of it, really shows the results outside of BNI Connect.
Well, and I do want to mention one thing. There are people out there, especially when the report first came out, that said, I don't want to be ranked against the other members. It's not a ranking. You're not ranked against the other members. You are really evaluated on the activity. And it's only one person who is being evaluated against themselves. It's self-evaluation tool, really. Have you been at your meetings? Have you passed referrals? Have you done one-to-ones? Have you listened or completed chapter education units? And have you invited a visitor? The only way to score 100, and everybody can score 100, everybody, by doing those things, one a week, visitors one a month, you will score a perfect score of 100. It's not a ranking system. Everybody can achieve it.
Right. Well, and I think it goes back to, if you look at successful businesses, they have something very similar in place because of the accountability. And like you said, you do something. You have a great meeting. Let's say you show up with three referrals, one meeting. That's a good meeting, right?
Absolutely.
You're going to have that feeling that that was just last week when it's 2 months from now.
That's right.
And that's what I love about the Power of One report is I can look at Monday and say, how'd my week end last week? You know what? I don't have a one-to-one under my belt. I'm going to get that scheduled and I'm going to reach out to somebody. It calls for action. I think a lot of the times people lose, they leave money on the table from their membership when they're not doing that call of action.
Totally agree. Today's activity really is setting up for future results.
Mm-hmm.
Whether that is setting a one-to-one today that you're doing next week or even next month, or planning to do that one-to-one that leads to a referral. It's the activity today that leads to something in the future. So why not do one more thing?
I like that. I have to throw this in. You can do that one more thing, but if you're not doing it effectively, it could still not get the results you're looking for.
Fair enough. Effectiveness is absolutely important.
So if you're looking to move up in the Power of One report, don't do it just to change your color. Do the activities correctly, and you're going to see the results. Oh, and by the way, you will move up in a color in the Power of One.
And I think the way to end, Brandon, really is thinking back to something Ivan Meisner instilled in me years ago. There's a myth that practice makes perfect. If you're practicing something incorrectly, the only thing you're doing is instilling that incorrect manner, that incorrect whatever. So it's really important to remember that perfect practice makes perfect.
So if you enjoyed this podcast, please subscribe, share, and leave us a review. And if there's ever a topic you would like us to cover, please email us at podcast@bniheartland.com, and we will do our best to cover that in the future. No surprise, we went a little long, and thank you for those that have stuck this out. But we look forward to talking to you on a future podcast.
Thank you for listening to the official BNI Heartland podcast. For more, follow us on Facebook or go to www.bniheartland.com.